Shabbos Perk Tesvav Mishnah Beis. Yesh l'chok sharm she'in chayev analein kekesher ha'gmolin kekesher ha'saponim. There are those knots that one is not chayev like kesher ha'gmolin and kesher ha'saponim. Mashma, it's also l'chetchila, it's also midirabonon, but still midirais, it's not us. And the Mishnah doesn't speak it out. The Gemara deals with it. The Gemara says that it's talking about a few cases. Like, for example, the leash to this camel that we discussed. This leash, when you would tie the knot to the ring around the nose of the camel, the knot that you tie to that ring would not be permanent. Also, the rope that's part of the anchor, one would tie that rope to the ring on the boat. That tie that we would do would not be a permanent knot as well, because the anchor and its rope would not stay there forever. Now, what's interesting here is the Rav makes a chilek, and he says the reason that these are users because sometimes it would be a shvua, a shvuaim, it would only be there a week or two, but it's not going to be there forever. So you see the Rav is making a chilek on the type of kayamo, whether something is 1 or 2 weeks versus something that's there forever. Now, the only shita that holds of this difference is Rashi's shita, because Rashi does not deal with a maisa uman. The definition of a kesher shel kayam, according to Rashi, is permanent, but if it's not permanent, it's also midrabanan. But the Rav in the previous Mishnah held like the Rif, because the Rif didn't make a chilik between how permanent the knot is. Rather, it's permanent and the maisa uman, chatz chayv midiraisa. If you have one without the other, it's also midrabanan, and if you have neither, then it's mutter. So who does the Rav hold like? In this Mishnah, he seems to be holding like Rashi. So Reb Kivager asks this, and he doesn't understand. He leaves it as a tzarich iyun on who the Rav is holding like, why he's making this chilek now, legabi the kayama part. Now, what about the mutal chatchila? That's what the Mishnah goes into. Kosheres isha maftei chaluk. A woman is allowed to tie the opening of her dress. They would have knots that they would make from one shoulder to the other shoulder to close up the dress. And since that was opened each day, that's not kayama. V'chutei svacha, also the laces of her hairnet, same thing. V'shal psikia, and her belt. Urutzus minel v'sandal, and also the laces of her shoe and sandal. V'nodis yain v'shemen, and also one is allowed to tie flasks that were made out of leather, the Rav explains, of wine and oil. The chiddush here is that these flasks, there is a thought that maybe if you would make two knots, one would think that maybe one of the knots he would leave alone forever, and the other knot he would just open that side and use it to put the oil and the wine in. But the Teretz is that people would rather open both of them to make it easier to put the wine and the oil in and out. So therefore, one is allowed to tie it because they're going to untie both of them. Ukadeir shel basar, and the same thing by the cover of a meat pot. They would tie a garment on top, and the Rav explains that there was a spout on the side that the soup that the meat was in can come out, and one would think, you know what, maybe they're just going to leave the garment on top tied forever and not untie it and just have the soup come out of the spout. Kamash Malan, the people would rather take off the whole thing and make it transport easier and have the food and the liquid come out easier to take it out and put it back in, and therefore you're allowed to tie it because we're going to assume he's going to untie it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kershon Lifnei Behemer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, and the Rav says, Allah is like him, that one is allowed to tie a rope and make a knot in front of an animal, but Shul Shalot Tetzah, you shouldn't leave because that's not Shal Kayama. Kershon Dli Bapsikia, one is allowed to tie a pail to a belt. Of a lo bechevel, but not a rope. Why is one allowed to do with a belt? Because a belt, since it's a davar choshev, he's not going to leave it there. And even though he's using the pail to take the water out, and he's making it a knot, still that's not going to stay there for a long time because his belt is not going to become bottled to that. It's something that's choshev, he's going to take it back, and therefore it's not a problem of tying it. It's not shel kayama. And all these cases obviously are also not a maisa uman if the Mishnah is saying it's mutter, according to the Rav. Rabbi Yehuda matters. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda mattering? So he's mattering a certain type of chevel that the Chum say would be aser. So what is that? So that, the Rav says, is the chevel of a gardi. It's a weaver, a professional. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter because a professional is not going to leave his rope tied to the pail. He's going to need it. So he's going to take it back. And therefore, it's mutter. The Chum held that since it looks like a regular rope, other people are going to get mixed up, and it's going to cause people to use a regular rope, which they're not allowed to, and therefore, it's also according to Chum. The Rav says, Allah is like the Chum. Mishnah ends, Klal Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kol kesher she'eino shel kayama ein chayav nalav. Any knot that's not permanent, one is not chayav. The problem is, as Rabbi Yehuda just said, a case where it's mutter l'chatchila. So why is he now saying something? The klal is that it's asam midrabanan, but you're not chayav. What's he talking about? So this is Taisus's kasha. So Taisus says that it could be the Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us a chiddush, and he holds that if it's shel kayama, even if it's a slip knot, which the Chum hold is not even called a knot, Rabbi Yehuda would be machmir, and this has nothing to do with what we just said. Or the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda is really Rabbi Yehuda is just going on the beginning of the Mishnah where he's describing something that's asur midrabanan, and he says that the klal is if it's not shel kayama, you're not chai, but it's asur midrabanan.